Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Across the ASEAN, only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome back to Across the ASEAN. It has been a very challenging year for Philippine markets and the economy, with the country being battered by a resurgence of COVID-19 in the middle of the year, rising inflation, and also question marks about how much the government has to support the economic recovery there. And to make matters worse, unfortunately, we did have a sour note before the ever-important Christmas season there. A strong super typhoon hitting various parts of the central and southern regions of the country and leaving many homeless and hundreds dead, and also resulting in uncountable and unestimated high amounts of damage across that country. Well, what will that actually do for the country's economic prospects this year, and how might this set things up for the year ahead? Well, today on Across the ASEAN, we're joined by Mr. Rob Ramos, who's the head of Trust and Investments at RCBC, to help us get a better picture of what this will mean for the country's economic outlook, and also what challenges and opportunities he might be looking for in the year ahead. Rob, thank you so much for joining us once again. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these very uncertain and unpredictable times, and we welcome you back to the show, sir. Hope you're having a good Wednesday.
Thank you, JP. Thank you for the well wishes. Yes, it's been tough, especially for our brothers here in the country, but luckily, like most of my family members are safe and doing well.
Indeed, and you know, it's impossible to ignore just how bad the impact of that recent typhoon was. Now, we do have to note that Manila, Metro Manila, the capital region, was not impacted significantly, but as we mentioned, significant parts of the southern and central regions, islands like southern Leyte, Surigao, and Negros, for instance, getting hit and practically decimated. There's no other nice way of putting it. And some are liking this to that super typhoon Yolanda that hit the Philippines in a huge way about 8 years ago. The big question now, I think, Rob, is what might this actually do for the economic outlook for the Philippines that's already seen a very challenging year for the various reasons we just mentioned?
Well, there's going to be definitely some impact. There might be some temporary loss of jobs, employment, in other economic activities until some reparation or restoration is in place to allow the resumption of some business and other economic activities. You also factor in the vaccinations. You know, there was supposed to be a vaccination this December 20 to the 22nd nationally held. This will be delayed, especially in those areas hit by the typhoon. Mm-hmm. I also see probably a temporary increase in prices, especially in the areas hit by the typhoon, specifically in the Visayas and in the Mindanao. That would be a drag to the fourth quarter of 2021 GDP, and it could lead further to some spike in inflation.
This drag on fourth quarter 2021 GDP, could this even carry over into the year? Because conducting relief efforts and trying to repair things is one thing, but even trying to jumpstart the economy, we've learned how difficult that is throughout the time of COVID. Could this drag persist into the year ahead?
Yes, I mean, effectively, this would impact us, unless, of course, the restoration and repairs happen sooner than possible. Of course, just now, you know, establishing contact in those areas has proven, you know, quite difficult. It took, even for my personal experience, it took me a while to reach out to by people working in those areas. But luckily, we've been able to touch base with them already. Of course, you could also see some increase in insurance claims on covered property damaged by Typhoon Odette, such as, you know, for businesses, other establishments, houses, vehicles, and other property. The increase in demand for repairs and purchases to replace damaged businesses, homes, maybe even vehicles, furnishings, would actually spur some business economic activities. And hopefully, well, you know, it's still painful, but hopefully these push to replace all of these things would spur offsetting economic activity.
Indeed. And you know, just to note for our listeners here, Typhoon Odette is the local name for Typhoon Rai, the super typhoon that ravaged significant parts of the southern and central regions of the Philippines and has left many homeless, hundreds dead, and countless and immeasurable amounts of property damage also across those areas. Now, Rob, you know, we mentioned rising price increases, and I'm glad you brought that up because, again, the year ahead might be underpinned by that growing conversation regarding COVID-19, Omicron's uncertainties, and also those inflationary pressures that we really saw hit the Philippines as it did many countries across the world. Now, is this a similar dialogue that's influencing market sentiment in the Philippines, and how might this drive policies back home?
Yeah, it's actually been a conversation in many of our meetings, both internally and both, you know, in the discussions that the regulator has spurred. One thing that our governor has specifically stated is that he would make sure that he would accommodate, the policy would accommodate growth. So with that regard, at least things will be, you know, the current rates will be maintained maybe until the second or the third quarter. So at least having that in mind, you know, the objective of the Philippine Central Bank is to spur further growth for us. But of course, you know, if inflation becomes a lot stronger, they definitely would have to react. These are smart people. They, although that would be the mindset to manage and to spur growth, if inflation rises to higher levels, that would require policy rate increases. That would need to be done as soon as possible time.
All right. We're listening to Mr. Rob Ramos, the head of trust and investments at RCBC here and across the ASEAN. He's joining us all the way from Manila to give us an idea of what the outlook now is for the Philippine economy, given all of these questions with regards to inflation, COVID, and the recent super typhoon. Rob, you know, this is a very special time. As you and I both know, the holiday season is usually a time when consumer sentiment really picks up and remittances also provide a boost to the markets. Now, I was going to ask what it is like given the extraordinary pandemic times, but also because of the impact of that super typhoon, is this making things more difficult with regards to consumer sentiment ahead of the Christmas season?
I would think in the areas affected by the typhoon, there would definitely be some impact. One thing that I'd like, you know, not to sound like a dino, but there is some good news.
Okay.
One of the things that the Filipinos have seen during the Christmases pre-COVID was that there's a lot of mall traffic during the malls. There's a lot of foot traffic. There's a lot of consumption. And the past 2 years since COVID-19 hit the globe, you know, that foot traffic has significantly dropped. But, you know, since their alert levels in the Philippines have dropped, the number of cases have dropped, our retailers have claimed that, you know, foot traffic has gone up to 70% of what it was pre-pandemic. Coming off from a very low base, that's a good thing. And we're actually very hopeful. Prior to the news of Omicron coming in, I was thinking, you know, it was a possibility for us to reach the 7,500, 8,000 PSEI level again. That was, of course, until the news about Omicron came in. But even with that, you know, we are still trending at the 7,000 to 7,300 level, which is still pretty good for our markets.
Let me use that actually to jump into what RCBC's outlook is for the markets and the economy in the year ahead. This was a better year than previous. The PSEI fairly flat as compared to the start of the year, despite all of those gyrations we saw hitting markets in the last 12 months. What is RCBC's outlook now for markets in 2022? And what might be the key issues and factors guiding that forecast?
Okay, well, I think in terms of the markets, I think it's going to be better. Obviously, we have to take note that things like new variants will come in and will come out on a regular basis. But one thing that we'd like to point out, this is not March of 2020. This is not April of 2020, not even December of 2020. We have vaccines and we have boosters. You know, I'm fully vaccinated. So are a lot of my countrymen right now. And we're actually gearing towards, you know, taking our booster shots. So there is some comfort that there is some normalcy. And the nice thing about the Philippines is that, you know, our mask mandates are being followed. You go to the streets, people are wearing their masks, they're keeping their masks on. And hopefully that leads to, you know, a certain level of business activity. Of course, you know, that may vary, but at least you know that there's something going to be constant. So if everything is more or less normal, if there's no fear of a new variant, the 7,500, 8,000 level is probably something that I would expect for 2022. Concerns, what would be the things that would temper or enhance my expectations? Well, number one, you know, inflation from a local and from a global level. Of course, if the U.S. or China changed their policy rates, we definitely have to react. You know, we do not live in a vacuum. Also, 2022 was an election year for the Philippines. So the previous election years, there's been a lot of spending, and that has helped spur some growth and spur some consumption. Thus, probably me being more positive, and I do still see some spending happening during the election season, and that might spur further growth.
All right. Rob Ramos, head of trust and investments at RCBC. I'd like to thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us today on Across the ASEAN to give us a better idea and an on-the-ground look at what's going on in the Philippines as we wrap up the year, and also to help us assess the very horrendous impact of the super typhoon that hit parts of the country. Rob, as always, I wish you and loved ones good health and safety during these times, and we look forward to next time you can join us the show, probably sometime in the year ahead. Meanwhile, stay safe, sir, and we hope you have a Merry Christmas ahead.
Merry Christmas to you, JB. Good to talk to you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.